Some of Australia's greatest female athletes have triumphed in the pool. Dawn Fraser, Susie O'Neill, Liesl Jones. However, pools weren't always spaces where women were welcome.
It's not a mythology to say that the pool is central to many Australian people's lives. I think what is a mythology is to say that the pool has always been a place of freedom and egalitarianism. Pools have often been places of segregation, originally sex segregation. Women could only go at certain hours of the day, often at night. One night a week was all they were given.
In the early 20th century, the pool was largely a male domain. However, two extraordinary female swimmers, Fanny Durack and Mina Wiley, changed our attitude towards women in the water.
Fanny Durack and Mina Wiley were mates. They started to swim together at the Coogee Baths, and they start to become known even wider because this competitiveness between them really pushes them on, and they start to place first, second, second, first in all of the competitions they go in.
In 1912, women could compete in swimming at the Olympics for the first time, and Fanny and Mina were primed and ready to represent Australia.
There was one problem. The New South Wales Ladies Swimming Association said women do not compete in the Olympic Games and they certainly don't swim with men.
This doesn't stop Mina and Fanny. And in fact, they do get selected for the team, but there's another obstacle.
The Olympic Committee was like, oh, we've got enough money to send the dudes to the Olympics, but unfortunately, it's just run out exactly when you applied, oh. Fanny and Mina, I'm so sorry.
Determined to compete at the Olympics, Fanny and Mina started a crowdfunding campaign aimed at the Australian public, and it worked. With the nation behind them, Fanny and Mina were on their way to Stockholm.
So, like, no pressure, right? It's only that the whole of Australia wants to see you win and has even funded your ability to go over there. And yet, Mina and Fanny are up to the challenge. And when it comes to it, they win. Fanny, gold, Mina, silver.
Not only did these two remarkable athletes open the world of water to Australian women, but they started an Olympic tradition that lasts to this day.
The Pool on ABC Radio, TV and iView.